In the summer of 1964, young civil rights workers moved into Mississippi for a voter registration drive. Three of them were murdered, two whites and a black. Director Alan Parker has made a new film about the subsequent investigation. Parker's other films include Midnight Express, Fame, and Shoot the Moon. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review of Mississippi Burning.
When the documentary Eyes on the Prize began appearing in theaters and on public TV a couple of years ago, one couldn't watch without being struck by the drama of the civil rights movement. And not just the drama of the beatings and killings and marches, but the stirring fortitude of black sharecroppers, housemaids, laborers, many of them illiterate, rising up en masse to resist injustice. Where did they find the heart for it, one wondered, and the courage? Who were these extraordinary, heroic people? If a movie could answer those questions, and not in the usual platitudinous TV movie terms, it might be terrific. But Mississippi Burning is not that movie. If anything, it's a step backward. Alan Parker's film is based on the 1964 murders of three young civil rights workers in Neshoba County, Mississippi, and the massive FBI investigation that followed it. Gene Hackman plays the local FBI man assigned to the case. He knows that the life of a small southern town takes place in its barbershops and social clubs. And it's in the local barbershop that he gets a whiff of what he's up against from the town's officials.
We got a real peaceful little community down here, Anderson. Of course, they're just like any other folks, I reckon. Push them too far. Well, I figure it's like three sticks of old dynamite. You shake it up, we're going to be scraping bodies off the street.
I'm just down here to investigate the missing three kids, ask some questions.
Oh, if it's all boiled down to gravy, it wouldn't be enough to cover up a chicken fried steak. Them kids you're looking for, I'd just about bet you a shiny new dime. They're setting up in Chicago right now, drinking a cold beer and having a big laugh about all the commotion they've stirred up down here.
Well, I sure hope so.
That scene is a mite overwritten, but it shows Mississippi Burning at its best, capturing the textures of the Deep South. It also shows Gene Hackman at his most solid and convincing. But still, if he's supposed to be wrestling with his own racial attitudes, as sometimes he seems to be, the movie has utterly failed to bring his turmoil front and center. Instead, Alan Parker turns his film into a routine police procedural, with racial injustice scooped on like so much icing. Willem Dafoe is stiff and unconvincing as the by-the-book Fed sent by Washington to crack the case. And the battle between his prissy methods and Hackman's good old boy brutality becomes the heart of the movie. The tension builds until we're just aching to watch Hackman give some of these bigoted goons what for. Our reward, when he finally starts wailing on them, is the catharsis of violence that American audiences seem to want now from everything, whether it's a civil rights movie or a Geraldo Rivera show. In short, Mississippi Burning takes the low road. It panders to the thug in us, and then tries to make us feel virtuous by making fervent speeches about how it's not just the Ku Klux Klansmen who are to blame for racism, we're all guilty. This movie boils the noblest social movement in recent American memory down to a battle between the good white people and the bad white people. Blacks are represented almost exclusively as cringing victims, a view that's not only a grave distortion, but also, in its own way, subtly and perniciously racist. When it's time to hand out the Oscars, I'm sure Alan Parker will be remembered. But for what? For convincing his audience that the war for civil rights was won by J. Edgar Hoover's FBI?
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair and is a contributing correspondent to West 57th.